وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة، فعلى بركة الله نقرأ من كتاب رياض الصالحين.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by stating طلب خطبة الحاجة to what the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh, hafidhahullah ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these blessed gatherings wherein we seek religious knowledge. And the Shaykh, hafidhahullah ta'ala, stated that with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will begin with tonight's reading and the book entitled Riyad al-Salihin. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرح النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين، باب فضل الاختلاط بالناس وحضور جمعهم وجماعاتهم ومشاهد الخير ومجالس الذكر معهم وعيادة مريضهم وحضور جنائزهم ومواساة محتاجهم وإرشاد جاهلهم وغير ذلك من مصالحهم لمن قدر على الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وقمع النفس عن الإيذاء والصبر على الأذى.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بعد بيان عنوان استحباب العزلة في فساد الناس، ناسب أن يبين ما هو الضابط في مفهوم الخلطة.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that it was proper that the author رحمه الله تعالى entitled this chapter what he did as it follows up the previous chapter with regards to avoiding the people and that which may be harmful for the religion. And in this chapter the author رحمه الله عليه explains what is the correct understanding of mixing with the people.
مفهوم ضابط الخلطة في هذا العنوان الذي أرغب من ترجمة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the understanding of this khulta or this mixing with the people and the ضابط or the principle or the mechanism whereby we understand what is correct in this is included in this title. The author رحمه الله تعالى states that the chapter of the fadl of the merit of the mixing with the people and attending their jum'ah and also their jama'at, also witnessing or being present with regards to
جمعهم ليس الجمعة لا جمعهم أي أماكن المناسبات الاجتماعية.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that جمعهم not with the dhamma like it is written in the text that we have, يعني the places where they gather and also witnessing the good or being present in the good, also gathering and the majalis of dhikr, the religious knowledge of circles of religious knowledge with them, also visiting their sick, that is the people that are sick from amongst the people, also attending their funeral prayers, and also attending to the person who is in need, also guiding or offering guidance, providing guidance for the ignorant from amongst them, and other than this, from that which brings benefit for them. Amen? This is for the person who is able to enjoin in the good and forbid the evil, and also قمع النفس يعني preventing the self from anything that is harmful, from harming others, and also being patient in the face of any harm that one may encounter while mixing with the people.
اعلم ان الاختلاط على الوجه الذي ذكرنا مع الناس أكمل.
أن الشيخ عبد الله تعالى يستند with the author رحمه الله تعالى قال اعلم أن الاختلاط بالناس على الوجه الذي ذكرته هو المختار الذي كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسائر الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم وكذلك الخلفاء الراشدون ومن بعدهم من الصحابة والتابعين ومن بعدهم من علماء المسلمين وأخيارهم وهو مذهب أكثر التابعين ومن بعدهم وبه قال الشافعي وأحمد وأكثر الفقهاء رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. قال الله تعالى وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى والآيات في معنى ما ذكرته كثيرة معلومة.
يعني بعبارة ترجم هذه
للشيخ عبد الله تعالى إذا سمعت translate this first part that the author mentioned, he mentioned no, it's a command verb, no, that mixing with the people is with regards, or it is in light of the understanding that I mentioned in the title, this is what is preferred, and this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the messengers were upon, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Likewise, the Khulafa al-Rashidun, the rightly guided caliphs, and also those who are after them from the rest of the Sahaba, the companions, and the Tabi'een, the generation that was after them, وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ and those who are after them from the scholars of the Muslims and the best of the Muslims. And this is the madhab of the majority of the Tabi'een. This is the methodology of the majority of the Tabi'een and those that were after them. And with this is the statement of Shafi'i and also Imam Ahmed and the majority of the scholars of fiqh. May Allah's pleasure be upon them, or may Allah be happy with them. And then the author mentioned the statement of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of, and assist each other or cooperate upon them, righteous actions and taqwa. And the author mentioned, he said that the verses regarding the meaning of what I have mentioned are numerous and they are well known.
يعني نستطيع أن نقول بعبارة معاصرة
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that we can state what the author stated or summarize what the author stated in modern day terms
الاختلاط الإيجابي
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that what is positive mixing with the people positive or advantageous mixing with the people
الاختلاط المؤثر في الخير لا الاختلاط المتأثر بالآخرين في الشر
that which brings
أو
about,
بترك الخير
that which brings about or influences an influence towards good not mixing with the people that will influence the person to be bad to engage in sin or to engage in that which is prohibited or to leave off that which is obligatory
ذكر حقوق عامة جنازة
The Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala mentioned that the author, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, mentioned certain rights that were general rights for the general population of the Muslims, like attending the funeral prayer.
وهي واجبة على كل مسلم تجاه أخوه المسلم.
And the Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that this is obligatory for the Muslim with regards to his brother Muslim.
يعني اختلاط في ضابط ما يجب.
The Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that it is mixing with the people with regards to that which is obligatory for the individual.
ولا شك أن الإنسان مخالطته مع الناس والصبر على أذاهم أفضل إذا كان له أثر في إصلاحهم.
The Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that without a doubt that the person is mixing with the people and being patient upon any harm that he may encounter from the people and the Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that this is better than avoiding the people especially if his mixing with the people is going to bring about good in them and is a positive mechanism with regards to bringing about rectification amongst the people.
إذا أردنا أن نصف هدي السلف أو طريقة السلف الصالح نموذجهم ذكر هنا
The Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that if you wanted to reverse the methodology of the companions and the salaf of this ummah, the Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala stated that in this title, this is a namudij or an example of the methodology that they traverse with regards to these things.
ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الخلفاء الصحابة التابعين من بعدهم الأئمة يعني القدوات.
The author mentioned he mentioned those people who are to be taken as examples with regards to this. The author mentioned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Then he mentioned the Khulafa al-Rashidun, the rightly guided caliphs. Then he mentioned the rest of the companions. Then he mentioned the Tabi'een. Then he mentioned those that followed them, or the generation that followed them, with regards to the scholars of this Ummah and the best of this Ummah. Those are the people that are to be taken as examples.
يعني كيف كان هدي المصلحين الناصحين في مخالطتهم للناس؟ هل يجلسون ويسكتون ويقرون الناس على أخطائهم، أم أنهم خير كالغيث حيثما كان نفع الله به العباد والعباد؟ إذا كن كذلك في خلطتك مع الناس.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى is giving phrasing the title of this chapter. Basically, it can be summarized. What the author said is that traverse the methodology of these people that the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned with regards to their mixing with the people and bringing about good and being patient in any adversity that the person may receive from these people. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that the individual, he doesn't, if he wants to know the guidance of these people with regards to how they mix with others, it is in this chapter, in these things that the author mentioned, that it wasn't just simply being a bystander. Rather, the individual enjoys in the good and forbids the evil.
أمرهم بالمعروف نهيهم عن المنكر. Then المجتمعات يحصل فيها في المناسبات، سواء في منكرات الأفراح، في منكرات الأسواق، في منكرات المجالس، فتجد أخطاء. دور الواجب عليك التقويم والتصويب وتصحيح الأخطاء. الصواب تؤيده وتعين عليه وتحث منه وتعظ وتشد من عضد صاحبه، فيكثر في الناس الخير ويقل في الناس الشر. أما تعتزلهم بالكلية فلم يكن هذا هدي المصلحين الذين نحن نسير على خطاهم، ممن هم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والخلفاء والصحابة ومن تبعهم إلى أهد الناس اليوم، الناصحين مؤثرين يخالطون الناس ويعلمون.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the methodology of the Muslimin, or those who bring about rectification, when nasiheen, those who advise, they are exemplified in the example of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those others that were mentioned in the title of this chapter. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that there will be munkarat, or those things that need to be advised with regards to, and there will be mistakes, especially when it comes to the gatherings of the people, whether it be in their gatherings, whether it be in the marketplace, or whether it be in any situation wherein there are other people. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the person is not to just leave them and avoid them, rather, he's mixing with them, is going to bring about khair, it's going to bring about good, if this person advises, he enjoys in the good, and forbids the evil. With this, when he mixes with the people, this khair, or this good, which emanates from this individual, who is a nasir, one who advises, who is also a Muslim, one who is a rectifier, this good will spread throughout this society by this person and by these people mixing with others.
أما إذا وجدت نفسك إذا طلبت غلبك العوام فلا تأمر بمعروف ولا تنهى عن منكر، بل ربما تقع في منكرهم ولا تأمرهم. الخلطة العزلة في حقك خير من الخلطة المؤثرة لوقوعك فيما يغضب الله عز وجل.
But the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he stated that, however, if you're the type of person whereby the general population of the people, you are overcome by them, you are overcome by the masses, and you cannot enjoy the good for whatever reason, you don't, you're silent in the face of this, so much so to the extent that you may even fall into that or commit that which is prohibited. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that if this is your situation or if this is your circumstance, then it is better for you to avoid
لماذا؟ لأن الناس ترى الصالحين قدوة. ترى الصالحين قدوة.
Why? Because the people, they see the صالحين or the righteous or the upright people, they see them as being examples.
بل ربما قالوا لو أن في ذلك شيء ما جلس فلان معنا، وإلا لقال لنا فلان هذا غلط، ف
فيجعلون سكوته وتواجده إقرارا لهم فيما هم فيه، فيحتجون به لصمته على باطلهم.
The Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that the general population of people, they take those whom they deem as being salihin or righteous people as examples, so much to the extent that if this individual sits with them and he's quiet in the face of their doing wrong, these people, they would say, or they would use the logic, they would say that if what we were engaging in was wrong, so and so, this person who we deem to be from the, amongst the righteous, if what we were doing was wrong, he would have said something. So these people use as an excuse this person's silence in the face of that wrong deed. They use this as an excuse or as a justification for them to continue engaging in what it is they're engaging in, because their logic is, if it was wrong, so and so would have said something. So they see this as his silence. They deem it or they understand it as being an affirmation for what it is they are engaging in.
إذا خالطت الناس فليكن ذلك باحترام وأدب وتواضع.
And the Sheikh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that when you mention the people, or if you mention the people, it should be with تواضع, being humble with them, being humble with them. Also,
تواضع.
Also تواضع, being humble with them, and also احترام, being respectful with them, and having آداب or having good manners with them.
الباب اللي بعده.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: باب التواضع وخفض الجناح للمؤمنين. قال الله تعالى: واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. وقال تعالى: يا ايها الذين امنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف ياتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين. وقال تعالى: يا ايها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. وقال تعالى: فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى. وقال تعالى: ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا: ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون. أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون.
تواضع من الصفات الكبار.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this تواضع or being humble, that this is from the characteristics of those people who are great, الكبار.
لأن الكبير تراه الناس كبير فإذا تعامل معهم كأنه هم ظهر فيه هذا الخلق بين. أما الصغير في الناس فهم لا يرون أن هذا منهم خلق لأنه صغير فيهم، لكن يستنكرون ذلك ممن هو كبير ويتواضع لهم، فهذا يزيده رفعة ومن تواضع لله رفعه.
The Shaykh Hafidhi Allah Ta'ala stated that this tawadha, or this being humble with the people, that this is from the characteristics of those people who are great, yani, in terms of their personalities. And the Shaykh Hafidhi Allah Ta'ala stated that the people deem him as such due to this humility and humbleness that this individual has, which is opposite of those people who are deemed as being insignificant in the eyes of the people due to the fact that they lack this quality. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that, he mentioned in the latter part of the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the individual who humbles himself for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah rises or raises this individual.
المؤمن خفض الجناح.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that from the qualities of the believer is that this concept of خفض الجناح, which is
تذلل لإخوانه.
This individual is humble and he has humility when he deals with his brothers.
ما يميز الإنسان عند الله ليس ماله ولا جماله ولا معلوماته، إنما يزيده رفعة عند الله ويكرمه تقوى.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual's status with Allah or his position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not based on his beauty, it's not based on his wealth, it's not based on the information that this individual has. Rather, his status with Allah or his position with Allah is based upon this taqwa.
ولا حسبه ولا نسبه.
And it is not based upon whatever this individual's lineage is or his ethnic background.
إذن الرفعة عند الله بقدر الإيمان. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this rib'ah, or this person enjoying a high or lofty status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is based upon this individual having taqwa. And then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned the verses whereby Allah raises in ranks those who believe amongst you, from amongst you, and those who have been given or been blessed with ilm for religious knowledge.
فَكَمْ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ سِيٌّ مَجْهُولٍ فِي الْمَلَكُوتِ الْأَعْلَى وكم من منسي مجهول في الأرض معروف في الملكوت الأعلى.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is giving an example. How many circumstances there is for the individual, there's a person who is well known in the dunya and the worldly life, but he will be not known and he will be forgotten on the day of judgment. And how many people were not known and the people did not know of this individual or they were forgotten in the worldly life, but in the afterlife they will be or they will enjoy Allah's status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إذن الشأن من أنت ومن تكون في ملكوت الأعلى.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala has stated that what is derived from this is that the shan or the reality of the affair is that who are you and what is your status with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
من ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي ومن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is mentioned in the hadith whereby that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah says, whoever mentions me within himself, I mention him within myself, and whoever mentions me in a gathering, I mention him in a gathering, which is greater than the gathering that individual mentions me in.
إذن لتكون سيم الخير فيك ولا تزكي نفسك فهو أعلم بمن اتقى.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that let these qualities of goodness be apparent in you and from you, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني he mentions that do not تزكوا أنفسكم, do not look at yourselves and have an estesia or reach in a certain position, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable of those of you who have taqwa.
فإذا كنت مع الله كان الله معك.
And if you are with Allah, Allah is with you.
فلا خوف عليك ولا تحزن.
And you will not enjoy or you will not experience fear nor sadness. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عياض بن حمار رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا حتى لا يفقر أحد على أحد ولا يبغي أحد على أحد رواه مسلم.
التواضع خلق لا يمارسه إلا موفق على قدر نفسه.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that this humbleness, that this is a quality that is not manifested except by the individual who knows the reality of himself.
وهو يكون في تقدير الناس دون حاجة إلى حاجاتهم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this individual displays this quality without being in need of anything from the people.
تعلوه ابتسامة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that his smiling in front of the people, يعني raises him.
ولطافة في الحديث.
And his gentleness with speaking to the people is likewise.
وأدب في الحوار.
And his mannerisms with regards to engaging in discussions with the people.
عدم تصدق للمجالسين.
And also he's not putting himself forward in gatherings and sitting with the people.
وعدم احتقار المتكلمين.
And he's not belittling those who speak.
يحسن الإنصات.
He enjoys or he demonstrates the good quality of listening attentively to the person who's speaking.
سماعه أكثر من كلامه.
يعني his listening is more than his speaking.
ابتسامته أكثر من عبوسه.
His smiling is more than his looking angry.
That is very.
He doesn't belittle or diminish the status of anybody, or speak lowly of anybody, or make fun of anybody.
ولا يحتقر.
Nor does he belittle anybody or disparage anyone.
ولا يتكبر.
Nor is he arrogant or haughty.
ولا يتصدر.
Nor does he put himself forward.
على علم بقيمة نفسه.
Why? Because this individual has knowledge of the reality of himself.
وَإِنْ هَمَّشَهُ الْحَاضِرُونَ.
And even if those people who are with him, just put them to the side or marginalize him.
لا يعتني بأن يعرفه الناس.
He doesn't give any regard to the people knowing him.
مكتفي بأن يعرفه الله.
Rather, he suffices himself with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his situation.
إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا.
Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book the meaning of verily Allah defends those who believe.
والتواضع مراتب. والدرجات رزقنا الله وإياكم علاه.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that this tawadu or this humility, there are different stages and different levels of it. And then the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala made such a case that Allah bless us with the highest level of it.
عندما يبتسم الأغنياء للفقراء.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that when the wealthy people smile to those who are poor or impoverished,
ويتبسط الأمراء والحكام
or the princes and the rulers, they smile
مع المحتاجين.
They smile in the face of those people who are in need.
هذه صور من صور التواضع.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that these are glimpses or pictures or manifestations of examples of تواضع or humility.
عندما يلتفت الكبير للطفل الصغير.
When the older person looks at the smaller person of the child.
التواضع دليل أخلاق الأمم.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this is humility, that this is the أخلاق or the character of أمم nations.
ومن الصفات الدالة على معرفتهم لذات أنفسهم.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that it is one of those qualities wherein it demonstrates or shows the knowledge that they have of their own selves.
فكل ما ازداد الإنسان علم كل ما عرف حاجة لمزيد العلم وجهل نفسه فلا يستعلي بعلمه على الناس.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the more a person acquires knowledge, the more he realizes that he is in need of knowledge, and the more this causes him to not be arrogant or to be arrogant or haughty with the people.
فكل من آتاه الله أو أكسبه صفة جعلت له في الناس مقام مال أو سلطان أو علم أو حسب أو نسب فهو لم يستغلها لأن يزداد بها علوا وتعاليا على الخلق بل هذه كانت سببا في تبسطه واحتراما وتذلل والخضوع لأبناء الإسلام تقديرا لهم واحتراما لهم فيزيده الله بذلك رفعة.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that if this individual has any of the qualities which will cause him to be raised in the eyes of the people, for example, if this person has religious knowledge, if this person has wealth, if this person has status, if this person has, for example, a lofty lineage, the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that with these qualities that may cause a person to enjoy a certain status with amongst the people, that these qualities should cause the individual to be humble in front of the people, on the face of the people, and they should not be a reason for this person to see himself as being better or over or more lofty than the people. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that rather this increases the individual in humility, and due to this humbleness or humility that the individual possesses, this rif'ah or this raising, he will be raised in rank from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بل حتى الحق الذي من الله عليه وبصره فيه يدعو الناس بالتي هي أحسن للتي هي أفضل.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that even this is the case, even with the truth that the individual may be a part, that when this individual engages in dealing with the people, that he does or he manifests it through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states to engage in them or dialogue with them in a manner that is better, and with good dealings in a manner that is better. So his knowing or his knowledge of the truth is not a reason for him to be arrogant in the face of the people.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله رواه مسلم.
الصدقة تزيد المال وإن رآها الرائي تنقصه.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the reality of صدقة is that it increases one's wealth even if the individual who gives صدقة sees it as diminishing his wealth.
العفو وإن كان فيه انكسار في تنازله عن حقه إلا أنه رفعة عند الله وعز.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this aqu, or pardoning, this person pardoning others, even if it encompasses the person, the person basically, the person basically doing away with something that a right that he deserves, to give up this right that he deserves. He has this right and he deserves it, but he pardons or he overlooks and he gives it up.
Tanazul, deserve.
To give up somebody's right.
نعم.
في كلمة أخرى يعني هدا.
تنازل. Sacrifice.
لا sacrifice.
لا ليس sacrifice. ها؟
هو قريب لكن.
لا ليس التسامح. التنازل حقك.
يعني this person he has this concept of تنازل. This person.
تعفو عنه.
He has a right that he enjoys, but he gives up or he pardons this person with
regard. العفو عند المقدرة.
The person.
هذا تزداد به عند الله عزة. وإن كان الناس هو ليس أنك عاجز عن أن تنفذ حقك جزاء ما أخطأ به عليك، لكن عفوك يزيد عند الله رفعة.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala is further explaining this concept of afu. It means that this person, he is deserving of this right, and he can take his right, but he pardons the individual, not due to some weakness that he has, but due to this concept of afu, and this causes the individual to be raised in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, raised with regards to this honor that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala blesses him with, as what is written in this hadith, that it raises him in honor.
Tawadu'uk.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that tawadu'uk, or your being humble, or displaying humility,
لله.
Is for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
تزداد به رفعة عند عباد الله.
And this will cause you to be raised in rank with regards to the people, or your status to be raised with regards to the sight of the people.
مثال.
An example.
لهذا التواضع.
An example of being humble.
الناس تأكل.
The people are eating.
وأنت معهم تأكل من نفس أكلهم.
And you are with them and you eat from the same food they are eating from.
ولذلك هذا يظهر في كثير من المشاعر في الصلاة الجماعية.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that this is the
مساجد كلهم يصفون.
And many of the things that we do, the outward manifestations of what we do, for example, the lining up in prayer.
في مجلسك، في مسكنك، في مكانك يكون مهيئ لك مقعد معين ووضع معين، بيوت الله الناس فيها سواء، هذا تواضع لله رفعه، لم يجعل نفسه يصلي لوحده والناس تصلي في الصف، لا هو صلى في الصف. العبادة، الطواف، الحج مع الناس، يقف كما يقفون، يطوف كما يطوفون، يرمي كما يرمون، وهكذا. هذه الأشياء لله فيزيده الله. نعم.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala gave a practical demonstration or practical examples of this manifestation of tawadu or being humble. The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that it is likely that in your house or in your sittings that you have a particular place which is designated for you. But in the houses of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you pray in the rows just like everyone else. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala gave other examples, for example, in tawaf. You make tawaf just as everyone else does. And other manifestations of worship wherein this individual, he humbles himself, even though he may have some sort of status with the people or enjoy a special position amongst the people, he does what everybody else does as they do. And this is an example of being humble for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him or gives him status.
وَأَحْيَانًا قَدْ يَكُون مِنْ بَابِ الْإِحْتِيَاطَاتِ الْأَمْنِيَّةِ.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Allah Ta'ala stated that this may be from certain safety or security measures that are taken.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أنه مر على السبيان فسلم عليهم وقال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعل متفق عليه.
يسلم على الصغار البثريزة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Allah Ta'ala stated that this is an example. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give salam to the children.
ولذلك تجد بعض الناس يستغرب
And due to the vacuum, they find assembly, they find this being strange.
من ممارسة ما يفعله بعضهم من سلامة على الصغار أو يكون مثلا في أبهته أو في موكبه ثم يقف حتى يعبر صغير أو يعبر كبير أو أن يسلم على شخص أشار إليه. هذه المواقف تدل على تواضع هذا المسؤول أو هذا الكبير، أو يكون في إدارته فيأتي صاحب معاملة فيذهب إليه، أو يأتي معاق فيخرج من إدارته حتى يذهب له في أسفل البناية فينجز له معاملته. هذا كله هذه صور من صور التواضع. رسول الله إذا مر ووجد الصغار كان يسلم، فالصحابة يفعلون كما كان يفعل، فمر بهؤلاء فقال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعل ذلك. فهنا تظهر هذه المظاهر في صور التواضع. نعم.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى he gave the example of this. Just like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to give salam to the children, likewise Anas رضي الله عنه followed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in doing so. And then the Shaykh حميد الله تعالى he gave other practical modern day examples. He said, for example, a person who may be in a position of authority and he may be in a procession, there are some people who may find it strange if this individual stops his procession to let the children pass. Or for example, this individual may actually remove himself from the procession, step down to give somebody salam or to greet somebody who greeted him. Or for example, a person who enjoys a leadership position in his company or in his place of work, this individual may go out of the way to help a person who is physically disabled. And the Shaykh Hamid al said that these are all examples of practical demonstrations or practical examples of manifestations of this quality of being humble.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال إن كانت الأمة من إماء المدينة لتأخذ بيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتنطلق به حيث شاءت. رواه البخاري.
هذا لتواضعه، المتكبرون لا يفعل هذا.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that this was due to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's humility and humbleness. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن الأسود بن يزيد رضي الله عنه قال سألت عائشة رضي الله عنها ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يشفع في بيته، قالت كان يكون في مهنة أهله، يعني خدمة أهله، فإذا حضرت الصلاة خرج إلى الصلاة. رواه البخاري.
يعني يساعدهم في الأمور المنزلية، كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يخلط ويقم المنزل يساعد أهله في شؤون بيته، ما تمنع الإنسان ولا تعيب الرجل وإن كان ذا مقام ومنزلة أنه يرتب مجلسه ويصنع مثلا طعام أو شاهي أو قهوة أو يرتب بعض الأشياء في تدبيرات المنزلية أو يساعد أهله في بعض التركيبات. هذه من كمال صفاته هو ومن خلقه أن يكون في خدمة أهله، في أغراضه، في مشترى الأغراض، يأتي لهم بباقي الطعام، يأتي لهم بالاحتياجات، هكذا يكون الإنسان في خدمة أهله.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is from the lofty character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the perfection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the completeness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that it is not a blameworthy quality that the individual that he helps his family, whether it be household chores, whether it be the fixing of coffee or the making of coffee or tea or even the preparation of food, and it comes to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even so some of his garments. The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is not a blameworthy quality, even if the individual helps to straighten up, for example, his mattress, his living room, or helps to straighten up the house or clean up the house. The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is from the manifestations of the prophetic character, and this is from the good qualities and the demonstration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his lovely character is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described as being in the service of his family. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that also what is included in this is, for example, if the individual brings food or he brings things that his family needs, this is also considered being in the service of one's family.
كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلح نعله.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Shaykh is reminding us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fix his own sandals.
أنت هل تساعد أهلك في البيت؟
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala is asking the question: do you help your family with regards to household chores?
تنظيف، الترتيب، ساعدهم، ولا ترمي كل شيء وهم يرتبون وهم يغسلون وهم يعني هل لك دور معهم في المساعدة أم ما تساعد أهلك؟ ترى أن هذا عيب فيك أو أنه نقص فيك، هذا غلط. بالعكس، أنت مساعدتك لأهلك وتعاونك مع أهلك هذا من تمام الحياة الزوجية.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala was asking the question, are you from amongst those people who help who help certainly in the household chores, who help with the cleaning, or one who helps with straightening up the house or cleaning or fixing up whatever needs to be fixed up? The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this is not something that the person is blamed for, and this is not something that the person should look at as being or look at as being beneath him, or that he is above helping out in the house or doing those things. This is not something that diminishes from the character of a man. Rather, this is from the perfection of one's character, as it was a quality that was manifested by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
هو جعل في فضل الاختلاط وهكذا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى أعظم تعاون عندما يكون الإنسان يتعاون مع والديه، يتعاون مع أخوته، يتعاون مع أسرته، مع زوجته، مع أبنائه. هذه قمة التعاون على البر والتقوى فيما هو صلاح لدينهم ودنياهم.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the author, rahimahullah Ta'ala, brought this hadith, and this was in relation to the ayah that he previously mentioned in the title, that the individuals that the Muslims should cooperate upon this dhir and taqwa, that this is a demonstration of that, and that the best dhir, the best righteousness and taqwa that the individual can cooperate with is cooperating with his family, whether it be his parents, whether it be his wife and children, whether it be his relatives, that he cooperates with them in this righteous or in these righteous actions or in righteousness, so as to bring goodness and rectification with regards to their worldly life and with regards to their religious life.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي رفاعة تميم بن أسيد رضي الله عنه قال انتهيت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يخطب فقلت يا رسول الله رجل غريب جاء يسأل عن دينه لا يدري ما دينه فأقبل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك خطبته حتى انتهى إلي فأوتي بي كرسي فقعد عليه وجعل يعلمني مما علمه الله ثم أتى خطبته فأتم آخرها رواه مسلم.
قمة الأخلاق.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the pinnacle of good character.
ليكن لنا قدوة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the example that we should strive to follow. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أكل طعاما لعق أصابعه الثلاث. قال وقال إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليمط عنها الأذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان. وأمر أن تسلت القصعة قال فإنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة. رواه مسلم.
وأتى في رواية أفي أوله أم في آخره.
And it comes in another narration that you do not know what the blessing of your food is, whether it be in the beginning, the first portion of your food, or the last portion of it.
كان يلعق أصابعه الثلاث. ما هي الثلاث؟ هذه الثلاث الأصابع. كان يأكل هكذا، وبعضهم يأكل هكذا ثم يدفعها بهكذا، فهو أكل بثلاث. نعم، جمع الطعام بأصابعه وجمعه على شكل لقمة ثم أكله بهذه الثلاث، فكان يلعق هذه الثلاث، وكان هذا لعقه لأصابعه، كانت هذه طريقته. وبعضهم يجعل أصبعه في داخل فمه ويمتص ما على أطراف أصبعه، والذي عرفنا أن لعق الأصابع كان يلعقها هكذا، يلعق أصابعه هكذا، هذه أصابعه، فيلعق الطعام الذي على يده، وهذا لا يفعلها إلا المتواضع، إلا إذا كان هذا الطعام أذى، كان يكون سمن أو دسم، فبعضهم يستخدم المنديل ليزيله حتى لا يؤذيه زيادة الكوليسترول كما يقال. وأيضا من تواضعه إذا سقطت اللقمة كان يأخذها صلى الله عليه وسلم، هذا لا يفعله المتكبر، هذا لا يفعله المتكبر. وكان الطعام إذا بقي كان يسلته، يعني يسلت ما في الإناء، يسلت ما في الإناء، وهذا غالبا يكون في المرق أو يكون في بعض الأكل، يسلته في الإناء هكذا يفعل، يسلته سلتا أي يجمعه بأصبعه السبابة ثم يلعق ما علق بأصبعه، يلعق ما علق بها أي ما التصق بها هكذا. نعم.
الشيخ حمد الله تعالى said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to eat with his three fingers. And then the Shaykh حمد الله تعالى demonstrated that the individual either eats with his three fingers or he grabs the food with all of his fingers, but he actually places it in his mouth with these three fingers. And then the Shaykh حمد الله تعالى demonstrated how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to lick his three fingers after eating. And also the Shaykh حمد الله تعالى brought to our attention that this is not something that is done by an arrogant person, rather this is done by somebody who demonstrates his quality of being humble and having humility. And then the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that likewise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to take his index finger and he would basically collect the remaining food that remained on the plate. The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this is something that comes with gravy or something that is like a liquid form that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would finish the remaining food and basically wipe the plate until nothing remained, and then proceed to wipe or lick his fingers. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case for example, if this, what is on a person's finger, is not going to bring about harm. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, for example, this person may have oil or he may have animal fat that remains on his fingers. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that a person, or that there are those people who wipe their hands after this with a mandil or a tissue or the like, so as not to do something which may lead or increase in these individuals having cholesterol.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما بعث الله نبيا إلا راعى الغنم. قال أصحابه وأنت؟ فقال نعم كنت أرعاها على قراريط لأهل مكة. رواه البخاري.
يعني على أجرة. من عادة العرب هي ترى الإبل هي التي ترعى والغنم لا يرعاها إلا الناس البسطاء، وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم قد رعى الغنم، وما من نبي إلا رعى الغنم، فهي تعلم أشياء كثيرة بخلاف الإبل التي فيها الكبر. فالغنم تعلمه الصبر، الغنم تعلمه أن هو راعيها، ودائما الغنم فيها عبث، هذه تذهب هنا فهو يصبر على إتيان بهذه وإدخال هذه، وهي تعلم الإنسان حسن التعامل حتى مع الأشياء التي تخالف الجمع وتشذ وهكذا. فتربية الغنم ورعي الغنم يكسب الإنسان الكثير من المهارات والصفات والأخلاقيات التي قد لا يتحصل عليها بالأمور الأخرى.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى stated that in this hadith was the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that there were no prophets except that they were at one time sheep herders. And then the companions asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم even knew, to which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم answered in the affirmative. And the Shaykh حفظ الله تعالى stated that from the qualities of the Arabs is that they saw or they deemed those who raised sheep as being, for example, minimal or not equivalent to those who raised camels. The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that typically those who raise camels have the quality of being arrogant, and that those who raise, or those who are sheep herders, they have this quality of being humble, and they display this quality of humility. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that there are numerous benefits from being a sheep herder, and raising sheep. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala mentioned from those qualities the quality of patience, as what is characteristic of raising sheep. You have those sheep that stray from the herd, and it allows the sheep herder to acquire this quality of dealing with those people who may spread out or deviate from the main group or the main herd. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these are qualities which one acquires and helps them with regards to tarbiyah or with regards to educating or cultivating others. And this is from the qualities of all the prophets that they were at one time sheep herders. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو دعيت إلى قراع أو ذراع لأجبت، ولو أهدي إلي ذراع أو قراع لقبلت. رواه البخاري.
الكراع في ذوات الأربع هي المقدمة، والذراع هي التي تليها. فالكراع فيه الكوارع، والذراع فيه اللحمة اللي يسمونها الموزة. فهذا فرق بين الذراع والكراع، وهي أقل الأعضاء لحم. يقول لو دعيت على أقل الأعضاء لحم، يعني ليس على عضد ولا على فخذ ولا على ظهر، لو دعيت إلى أقلها لحم لا أجبت. ليس، وهذا لا يفعله إلا المتواضع.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى من سيدنا أول جزء من حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، الشيخ دم الشيخ من ورس كثيرة الذراع أو القراع اللي هي فورلاج الديانمو، which are typically the place or the portion of the animal which have the least amount of meat. It's not like the shoulder, and it is not like the hind leg or those parts of the animal which typically have the most meat. These are typically the parts of the animal which have the least amount of meat. Even still, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if he was invited to a gathering where these things were eaten, he would have accepted the invitation. Or if he was given these things as a gift, he would have accepted it. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that this is a demonstration of the quality of this humility and this humbleness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كانت ناقة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أضباء لا تصفى أو لا تكاد تصفى، فجاء أعرابي على قعود له فسبقها فشق ذلك على المسلمين حتى عرفه فقال حق على الله ألا يرتفع شيء من الدنيا إلا وضعه. رواه البخاري.
يعني العظبة اسمها، وكان عنده ناقة ثانية اسمها القصوى، هذه اسم كان عنده حمار يقال له عبيد، هذه دواب بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكان يسمي دوابه، والعرب تسمي الدواب، وهذه الدواب تعرف أسماءها مع كثرة ما ينادى عليها بنفس الاسم تعرف أسماءها. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيدي ذات في بنين مكسن هي العظبة، this is one of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's camels, and the other one was قصوى. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to name his animals, and that this was something that the Arabs would do. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that over time, the animal would come to know its name and respond to its name.
وهذه العظبة سريعة ولا يسبقها، حتى قيل أنها تسبق الخيل. ولكن أتى قعود ذكر، والعظبة بكرة أنثى. فسبقها لإعرابي بدون، فسبقها، فلما سبقها النبي كأنهم وجدوا في أنفسهم، يعني ناقة رسول الله سبقت، قال حق على الله ما ارتفع شيء في الدنيا إلا وضعه الله عز وجل، لأنها دنيا، هي اسمها دنيا، لن يبقى فيها شيء عالي، كلها تقع في هذا. نعم. ولذلك لما ذكر الله فرعون قال كان عاليا في الأرض.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala mentioned that this camel that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, that this was a female virgin camel, and that this camel was so fast that it was never preceded, or there was never anything faster. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that even to such an extent that it was said that this camel was even faster than a horse. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala mentioned the latter part of this hadith, that there was a Bedouin man. He came and he had this male camel, and his male camel preceded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel. And when the people saw this, they felt some sort of sadness or something within themselves, like how can the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel? How can another camel be faster? And due to this fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that there is nothing, or this is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does with His creation, that there is nothing that is raised in the dunya except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers it. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala alluded to the fact that this word dunya, it comes from that, meaning that which is lowly. So nothing is raised in the dunya, except that there will come a time where that thing is, it becomes lowered or lowly.
بهذا القدر كفاية، وصلى الله وسلم على محمد.
And with that, the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الدعاء الدروس مستمرة إن شاء الله.
أن الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى السنة الذي لسنا نسجد في تنيو أشكده.
حياكم الله على ضيافة جماعة المسجد.